Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Adam Immervar, the artistic director of Theater J.
And we're talking because Theater J is producing Tuesdays with Maury, based on the best-selling book by Mitch Albom. It's going to start November 10th and run through December 5th at Theater J. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Adam.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here, Jason.
All right, before we dive in, you and I know what it's about, but remind them what that book and now what this show is about, like the premise.
So the book is about the extraordinary story of a sports writer named Mitch Albom, who saw his longtime teacher and mentor from college being interviewed on TV as his teacher, Maury Schwartz, was dying of ALS. He'd just been diagnosed. And the result was that Mitch started to go and visit him every Tuesday and reconnect with him and record the stories that Maury had to tell. And it's a remarkable play and book about learning how to live, learning how to value the things around you, and the lessons that teachers pass on to their students.
Sounds fantastic. And then what's some of the history of the actual, it being adapted for the stage? Because I know the book came out and became the best-selling memoir of all time. Like, when did it become a show?
So Jeffrey Hatcher, the brilliant playwright, adapted the play with Mitch Albom. I'm not sure exactly what year he did it, but it was an enormous success initially in New York and then has gone on to be produced around the country. This is, as far as we know, its first major showing in the DC metropolitan region.
Fantastic. And I just looked it up. It was 2002 that it opened off Broadway. And I know it actually was made into a TV movie too in 1999 with Hank Azaria and Jack Lemmon.
Indeed.
Who are playing the two roles here at Theater J? Because this is basically like, it's a conversation between two people. So it's like, two main roles here.
We have two of DC's absolute top actors. We're really blessed in that way. Cody Nickel is playing the role of Mitch Albom, and Michael Rosato is playing the role of Maury Schwartz. And both of them are two of the finest actors in the DC region.
Why is that? Dish on them a little more. Why are they so good at their craft?
They're both longtime company members of Woolly Mammoth. They're incredibly connected actors in the sense that they connect to the incredible, deep, powerful places that this play needs to go. They're both also very, very funny actors. And they're finding, I watched a run through just a week ago, they're finding all of the humor and joy in this beautiful story about letting go and moving on.
Oh, absolutely. And speak a little bit to sort of the theme of ALS. I know folks in this region, probably at least for me, I first heard about the disease, back when Cal Ripken was breaking Lou Gehrig's streak and then Lou Gehrig's disease. And then you started learning about ALS. And then more recently, everyone was doing the ALS ice bucket challenge a couple years ago on social media. But speak to, how it deals with such a heavy issue and such a sad thing, but also, is able to find sort of the life affirming things within it.
Well, as you know, ALS is a progressive neurodegenerative disease. A diagnosis of with ALS is unfortunately a diagnosis for death. There's no cure. There's no stopping the progression, though it progresses differently in everyone. It's a disease that causes the mind to stay strong while the body slowly starts to waste away. It's an incredibly challenging way for people to go because they feel themselves losing their abilities as they go. And it's that's a kind of disease that makes you confront your mortality, that makes you think about what your passing will be, what your life has been. And the play manages to capture this incredible teacher, Maury Schwartz, who's an incredible man, a professor for many years at Brandeis University, in the midst of this process. And through this process of knowing that he's dying, teaching an incredible set of stories about how to live, as only one of the world's great teachers could possibly do.
For sure. How did their conversations you know, over this series of Tuesdays, over these meetings between Mitch Albom and Maury Schwartz, how does their interaction evolve, you know, in terms of, you know, maybe from their first meeting to the middle to the end, you know, what chart sort of the arc there?
Well, when Mitch Albom first returns to Maury Schwartz's life after many years of, I think, sort of running away in some ways from his former teacher. When he returns, he's a hardened, tough, career-focused journalist trying to chase some sort of a dream at the expense of living his life, in truth. And, you know, like all great friendships, when you pick it up again, you both start fresh and you pick up exactly where you left off. And that's what, in the play and the book, Mitch and Maury find themselves doing. And, you know, the play is called Tuesdays with Maury, but in many ways, it's about the change that happens to Mitch after these series of incredible, powerful, funny conversations with his longtime teacher that really transform who he is and who he can become.
Absolutely. And how is it visualized for the stage? Because you have this series of conversations, you know, you don't want it to just be totally static, I guess, for a theater audience, but how is it sort of visualized?
You know, there's a extraordinary design created for this production. The director Jenna Place and the set designer Deb Savigny have created a beautiful and somewhat abstract setting. The image that you'll see when you first come in is of a Japanese maple tree in the you know, prime of autumn, its leaves turning red. And the entire play in some ways takes place under that tree metaphorically and in a somewhat abstracted manner. So we flash back to life in the college when Maury and Mitch first met and their early interactions, but the brunt of our time is spent in a sort of version of Maury's house that is also a beautiful metaphor for the end of one's life. It's a truly visually exquisite and stunning production that they've designed.
Great. And, you know, remind our listeners where Theater J, you know, is located. You know, maybe they've been, you know, been stuck inside for 18 months and have forgotten where it is, or they've never been down there, maybe, you know, or where exactly are you located?
Yeah, Theater J is the leading Jewish theater in the country, and we're located inside of the Edlovich DC Jewish Community Center on 16th and Q, right outside of DuPont Circle.
Great. And speaking of, you know, the pandemic hiatus, where does this fall for you? I believe this is your second show since reopening, right?
It is. You know, the pandemic was an incredibly challenging time for live performance. One of the sectors of our industry that was most hit, shut down completely for 18 months. This is our second show back. People are buying tickets by the day, and we're promoting all sorts of measures of safety. Our ventilation is 100% fresh air brought in through a dedicated outdoor air system into our theater. We require vaccinations and masks for our audience members. And as people are ready to come back, we're ready to greet them with open arms and make sure they feel safe in the theater again.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so you I'm seeing here you reopened with Becoming Dr. Ruth on September 30th, and you just wrapped that on October 24th. So this will be the second one. Everyone check it out. It's called Tuesdays with Maury. It's going to open November 10th at Theater J. Thanks so much for joining us. Anything else I didn't ask you that I should have?
We're proud to be one of the professional theaters in DC that works with some of the top actors in our region. And we're also the leading Jewish theater in the country. It's an incredible opportunity to see these stories, which are both particular and also universal and have an impact on everyone.
Awesome. Adam, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason.